Jimmy Stewart. And on the line, as we do every Wednesday night, is Justin Katz from AnchorRising.com, one of the greatest political blogs in all of the universe. Justin, how are you, sir?
I'm doing well, man. How are you doing?
I'm good. What's going on in the blog today there, buddy?
Well, first, let me say that I have to thank Lincoln Chafee, because sometimes I feel a little bit guilty for voting for Sheldon Whitehouse just to get him out of office. And it's moments like this. I'm just so glad he can't make these comments as a sitting U.S. senator.
You did what?
Oh, I voted for Sheldon just to get Lincoln out of office.
Oh, my.
Well, you know, I'm gambling that as an ultra-rich, effete male,
yeah,
who isn't very likable as far as I can tell, will be able to, he'll be relatively hoistable when it comes time to speak to somebody else. It was a calculated gamble that
the only
wasn't going to last anyway.
I think the only miscalculation you made there is your confidence in the Republican Party to come up with some kind of a viable candidate, but...
Yeah, well, that might be wishful thinking, but I think Chafee might have also shifted parties at some point during this last couple of years.
That's true.
So it was, they were gambling all around. But regarding Anchor Rising, I wanted to take this chance mention a feature we have called Engaged Citizen. We've got a good post up there from William Faulkner of the Ocean State Policy Research Institute.
Mm-hmm.
And actually what Engaged Citizen is, that anybody who wishes to post on the blog, is essentially like an op-ed, can email any of the contributors, the regular contributors, essay or whatever it might be, and we can post that up for them, and people can comment on it just as a regular contributor would
do. So anybody can do like an op-ed piece, anybody wants, and they'll email it to you, and if you guys find it appropriate or whatever, you'll throw it up there.
Exactly.
There's no
limit on these, and any of the regular contributors can...
Where do you find the regular contributors' email addresses? Right on AnchorRising.com?
Yeah, if you look next to their fixtures on the left-hand side of the blog,
mm-hmm,
we're all right there. It can be anything from short posts to long essays. I mean, we're not necessarily looking for polished pieces,
right,
like my friend at a Providence Journal. But the example from today, Bill Faulkner's piece, he actually did some research on where the money flows from these groups in Rhode Island, such as the NEA,
mm-hmm,
or the Poverty Institute, that they have all these wings, and some of them are taxpayer-funded, like through Rhode Island College or teachers'
right,
dues, and yet other wings are registered lobbyists. And if you look into the money, it doesn't seem that they're paid all that much sometimes for being lobbyists compared to, you know, what you read of professional lobbyist making. And there's this complicated blend of where the money's going and what it's used for. And Bill's essentially suggesting that the unions and such are in no position to be complaining when other people mix their political funds. But it's also a continuing problem.
That's a must read, absolutely. All right, Justin, thanks, man. I appreciate it.
All right, thanks, Matt.
Make sure everybody checks out AnchorRising.com. That's a definitely must read. And you can contribute your own op-ed piece. That's fantastic.